Hi, this is Glenn Sabaluski, and we're here today to talk about life as a young professional in Seacoast. This week brings the 4th annual 10 to Watch Awards, honoring the most promising young professionals in the area. The contest is presented each year by Catapult Seacoast in partnership with Seacoast Media Group. The 20 finalists have been named from a field of more than 100 people age 40 and under. Governor Chris Sununu is the keynote speaker for the award ceremony, which will be held Wednesday night at 3S Art Space in Portsmouth. We're joined today by leaders from two of the 10 to Watch community sponsors, Corey McDonald of McDonald & Black Attorneys at Law, and Mike Sullivan of Saltwater Creative Agency. Also joining us is Katie Shine, who is co-chair of Catapult Seacoast, the local young professionals network. Katie also works at Saltwater with Mike. Corey, we'll start with you. You are a former deputy police chief in Portsmouth, now practicing law, and you were a 10 to Watch winner in 2014. Young professionals today are in a workforce where there is little unemployment but still stiff competition for good jobs with highly qualified candidates. What does it take to stand out as a young professional?
You know, I think it takes diversity. Having just hired my first employee outside of the police field, which is its own special hiring field, but hiring somebody in civilian life, I was blown away by the number of great applicants that we had for this paralegal position. But I think one of the things that really jumped out to me on some of the resumes and applications was that diversity of experience, taking the time to involve yourself in other organizations and organizations like Catapult, in nonprofits, and showing that you are somebody who really cares about the community and steps out of just your bubble that maybe you're most comfortable in or that you function in at work. I think that's a key thing when you're looking to impress a prospective employer.
Mike, at Saltwater, your team employs young professionals and gets to meet many more all the time. What are some of the missteps you see people make when they're looking for a job with you guys, and what are some of the things that people do to make them successful?
So some of the missteps, I would have to say, don't send anything to us in your communication that is sloppy, that has mistakes, that looks like, you know, maybe you just did it way too fast. So, you know, we want people to show that they care, and you also have to find a way to stand out, you know, when you're submitting a resume, or, you know, maybe if you worked up the courage to just pop in to talk with folks somewhere, really try to differentiate yourself.
Okay. And, Katie, in addition to leading Catapult Seacoast, you were a 10 to Watch winner as well in 2015. What did the winning the contest do for you and for your confidence, and how did it shape how you've been involved since then?
Sure. Winning the 10 to Watch Award was a pretty great honor. I have definitely wanted to involve myself in the community ever since I moved back from the West Coast in 2013, and getting involved in other aspects, whether it be nonprofit, second jobs, other networking groups, really helped me expand my group, whether it be to different industries, to different colleagues, and also to friends. Being involved in Catapult has really helped me broaden my horizon on different organizations that I'll be involved with as well. So it's definitely kind of put a spotlight on what I have done, and also, I can tell, put a spotlight on other young professionals as well as Catapult Seacoast as a whole.
And one of the goals of the contest is just to get the young professionals to meet each other. And Corey, did you get to meet some people through the contest, or just being around town in general that have helped you? Those kinds of connections mean a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, going back to the fact that when I won, was one of the winners in that, I was in law enforcement, and law enforcement is somewhat of a closed circle. So even though I had a law firm on the outside, my circle was pretty tight. And I think being able to diversify again and meet people from other businesses and get a broader understanding of Seacoast life here and what everybody's up to was great. And now having some of those people still that I can call on, bounce ideas off of today, has been a real benefit.
And I think another thing that comes up a lot with this contest is in the whole hiring scheme of things, Mike, is, you know, agencies like Saltwater certainly have to compete for talent with Boston firms. And what are some of the things that you think help Saltwater draw young professionals to who maybe have an opportunity to work in Boston as well and maybe come to work with you or one of the other agencies in town?
Yeah, so it's true. There are a lot of agencies. There's a lot of competition. And in that environment, we thrive on energy. And a lot of the young people that come to us, they bring that energy, and it's infectious. It's almost like, as a parent, you know, you'll hear a lot of people say, kids will keep you young. And that's kind of what happens in the workplace. So, you know, when they come to us, we want to show that we're as excited about meeting them and possibly working with them as they are with us.
We know Catapult tries to do a lot to help young people connect with each other, not just through this contest, but you have networking events. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what some of the benefits are for people who maybe, if not even in the contest or didn't win the contest, what they can gain from being part of Catapult events?
Sure. Catapult Seacoast is an organization that's been around for 10 years. We fall underneath the umbrella of Stay Work Play, which is a statewide networking group that has other organizations similar to Catapult all over the state of New Hampshire. So there's different organizations just like Catapult in Keene, New Hampshire, in Manchester, Nashua, all over. So each group has a different type of set of events. For Catapult, we have two standing events a month. We have a Lunch Connects, and we also have an After Hours Connects. Both of the events are free. Lunch, you can get lunch if you want for $15, and it includes like a drink, it includes tip and food, and also networking. And we try to really diversify our events all over the Seacoast. So Hampton, Portsmouth, Kittery, sometimes we get over to Durham or Dover. And we also have a fun style event every couple of months called Camp Catapult. And that's just more of getting out and experiencing different aspects of the Seacoast, whether it be stand-up paddleboarding or touring a museum or checking out one of the minor league baseball games or hockey games. And every year we have the Tent to Watch event, which we're talking about today. And we also have a holiday event that's one of our most popular events. And we collect toys for tots every year, and we get roughly about 100 toys collected for that event every year.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you, Corey and Mike, for joining us today. The 10 to Watch Awards are at 6 p.m. Wednesday. There'll be lots of great food, and tickets are available at catapultseacoast.org. Learn more about the contest and see LinkedIn profiles for everyone who entered at seacoastonline.com/10towatch.